Hey, everyone. Now, I know you've heard the story before about the aspiring musician that moves to New York City to pursue their dreams and make a living doing what they love. Well, that was exactly what I did. The only problem is it didn't quite pan out. Now, they say somewhere out there people are doing it. I just got to figure out how. This is a podcast about how Tony Stark, which is my code name, by the way, went from being held prisoner in a cave, which is my 9-to-5 job, to creating a suit of armor, which is my business, that could free me from the clutches of doom. I'm Will Gwynn with No Beat Is Safe Entertainment, and this is Project Iron Man. Hello, and welcome to the 11th episode of the Project Iron Man podcast. I just want to thank all the new listeners for tuning in, and I'm excited to catch everyone up to speed on what's been going on with developing this business. But before we do, just a quick announcement. I know over the last couple of weeks, I've been telling everybody, I've been promoting and saying, look, I have a new single coming out, Directions. Well, it is finally here. It is in stores, and you can actually check it out anywhere that you can stream music, so Spotify, Pandora. So please, when you get a chance, check it out. Let me know what you think. I'm excited to hear from you and get some of your feedback on what you think about the song. But with all that being said, so there have been some huge updates in the direction of this business. I know in the last episode, I was discussing going forward with, in order to get investors, I would have to start writing this plan. And I started looking into writing my valuation for my business plan in order to present it to investors. And I spoke a little bit on, if you're not making or not generating any money with your business, when you go to write your business plan, you have to write a pre-revenue valuation. And sometimes those can be like really difficult because you have to be able to show where the money's going to come from, even though you haven't made the money yet. And then where you plan on taking the money or scaling the business to give the investors a return on what they've invested in your company. So over the last week, I've actually been putting a lot of thought into this. I'm like, I really don't feel comfortable generating a valuation based off of a business that hasn't even raised a dime yet. So I started thinking, I'm like, how difficult would it be to actually try and raise some money off of this idea? And for those that of you that are new, this is your first time checking out the podcast, the business I'm trying to create is a publishing company. In the last couple of episodes, I talked about different aspects of trying to get this thing off the ground. But so just to catch y'all up to speed for those that are tuning in for the first time, the publishing company that I wanted to create, it's a different spin on the publishing company, and I promise in the upcoming weeks I will reveal what the niche of my publishing company will be. But with that being said, for right now, while still in development stages, I got to keep it under wraps, but I promise I will share it soon. But anyway, so I'm like, how hard would it be to actually generate some money with this company? So so one thing that I've decided to do while trying to figure out how to make this happen is I had to start reevaluating my approach. I know one thing that the developers, when I spoke to them a couple weeks ago, one thing that the developers brought to my attention was they asked me, is it necessary for me to have all the features that I want on this site that I'm trying to get created? And that was my first time actually putting thought into it of how necessary are a lot of the features that I ideally would like to have on my site when developing this online publishing company. And when confronted with, you know, the idea of, do you present an idea before making money or after, I started to think that maybe a lot of what I'm going after, what I see this company potentially being, isn't necessarily where it needs to be right now. So I guess that brings us to the topic of this episode, which is sometimes you gotta pump your brakes and start small. So over the last past week, I've actually been paying a lot of attention to the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. When you look into his background story, they say when he first started off Amazon, he knew where he wanted to take the company. He knew of the Amazon today, but he also knew that if he tried to approach the entire market in the manner which he's at right now, that a lot of these major players probably would have just shut doors in his face. I mean, just think about it. Like, there's no way that Walmart or Target, or even back then, like JCPenney's and Macy's and all of them. I know JCPenney's and Macy's might not be doing the best right now, but back then, I mean, they had a lot of pull in the market, and they definitely had the ability to shut down a small startup like what Amazon used to be. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the background story of Amazon or of Jeff Bezos, basically, he started the company in his garage, and it wasn't necessarily a complete market space like we know of it today. It was a bookstore. So what he did was he recognized that if he tried to go toe-to-toe with the major conglomerates, that he probably wouldn't have been successful. So what he did was he just focused on one small area. He focused on a niche, and that niche allowed him to get his footing in the marketplace. I know in the last episode I spoke of a book called From Zero to One by Peter Thiel, which is one of the co-founders of PayPal. But in the book, it spoke of how Jeff Bezos was able to be so successful in developing this empire, this company that I believe has him as the world's richest man at this point. And the way he did it was he recognized what he needed to get off the ground as opposed to what he could postpone until he obtained more resources. So basically, he didn't go toe-to-toe with Walmart because he didn't tackle the entire market space. He only focused on books, and he was a bookstore. But he realized if he approached bookstores in the sense that we know of bookstores or knew of bookstores back in the day, he would be competing in more of a commodity market as opposed to a niche market. Another thing he recognized is that he, because he was starting in his garage, he didn't necessarily have to have all these books on hand. So what he actually became, for a lack of a better phrase, as opposed to being a traditional bookstore, he was more of a book broker. And he said, if I can put people in contact with the books they need, why should I have to keep all these books in stock? And that is what actually allowed him to gain leverage over any of his competition off the strength of he was actually finding a way to manipulate the market and operate within an area or a niche that's not being met, allowing him to grow to become one of the biggest bookstores to ever exist, although his competitors would argue he wasn't even a bookstore. So what does that mean? Well, by looking at how he got his company off the ground, it actually helped me to put a lot of things in perspective and identify what do I need in order to get my company off the ground and what can I put off until I acquire more resources and prepare myself for actually going before investors. So taking a Jeff Bezos approach, one of the reasons why when I was speaking to these software developers that they were quoting me so much is they were telling me that one of the most expensive aspects of the site that I wanted to develop was going to be the database and being able to manage a database that big. So with that being said, following Jeff Bezos' example, I think I'm at a place now where in order for me to get this company off the ground, I know I keep on speaking very ambiguously about this company, and I promise in the next couple of weeks, I will fill everybody in on what it is. I just got to make sure I cross all my T's and dot all my I's. But anyways, in order to give this idea the best fighting chance possible, I think going forward, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to sit down and dissect all the elements of my company and see how much of it can be outsourced, how much of it can I do without for right now, and hopefully by cutting out a lot of the fat meat and scaling this idea down to the size of just big enough to start generating revenue, I may be able to get this company off the ground at a much smaller scale and focus on a much more specific niche, which will allow me to gain some leverage and get the ball rolling on my business idea. But that's just where I'm at right now, and I'm curious to hear some of your thoughts. You know, I guess where I'm at right now is to figure out how to start as small as possible and focus my efforts at a more specific niche. Don't tackle the whole, I guess, publishing market, but find a specific area, which I have a specific area. Like I said, I promise. I'm going to tell y'all what it is, but I just got to first, you know, look around and see what resources are available to me and pool as many of them together as possible to see if I can get them to do what I initially wanted my site to do. Maybe I don't need my site right now, and if I can find alternative ways to execute the same task, I mean, that's just the direction that I have to go. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts. I'm curious to know if you've ever been in this situation. How did you go about doing it? If you're currently in this situation, you know, what are your next steps? What is your plan of action? Like I said, where I'm at right now is I think what's been slowing me down is just the size of my plan. So going forward, I guess all I have to do is put my brakes and start small. Yeah. So with that being said, please reach out to me at 929-324-6077 or email me at nobeatsisafeent@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic, on this conversation. Let me know where you're at. Let me know what you're working on. Like I said, I promise in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to share everything with you. But until then, I'm Will Gwynn with No Beat Is Safe Entertainment. And this is Project Iron Man. Talk to you next week.